It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Eric Edholm, the lead draft writer for NFL Media. You've been on with us quite a time or two before, Eric, and it's good to have you back.
Good morning. What's going on?
Hey, we got a question going on the show. If you're going to Disney World with your kids, Eric,
is Disney World a judgment-free zone?
Yeah, because Mike is upset, or he thinks he's going to lose his man card. I don't think so. That when he goes, if he has a matching shirt with his family, he thinks he's going to look goofy, which I don't think so, right? I mean, he's good to go,
fine
right?
Fine line to walk, fine line.
I'm uniquely qualified to answer this. I went to Disney with my kids for their two. We have twins. Their 10th birthday recently, and I had to give up some of my freedoms for this trip. It's all about the kids. I had to go as like I think they call it Disney bonding. You can't actually go in a costume, but you can kind of match the colors and. Look, if I can do it like an over-the-hill, worthless bag of whatever, the kid can do it. You know, he can, that's how I look at it, man. If I'm going to suffer, he's in it too. So
there you go. Okay, well, Eric, we're shifting gears now to the draft. And so you did your mock draft 2.0.
And, got a lot of people mad. Yeah, go ahead.
A lot of people in Atlanta. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but definitely.
So can you give us your thoughts then on this trade that you have with the Browns and the Falcons in order for the Browns to be able to take that 15th overall pick from Atlanta?
Yeah, I mean, it could be kind of a no man's land. I mean, it might end up being a good spot for them if they get the right pass rusher or defensive line. But we know they don't have very many picks this year. They don't have selections in, you know, three different rounds. Two of their picks are in seventh round. So obviously the draft capital this year isn't super strong. We know – you know, it hasn't been the most fruitful offseason so far as bringing in net, you know, more net talent than losing and all that. So, you know, if you're in need of defensive help, is there a potential starter there at number 15? Maybe. Yeah. Okay. You know, it depends how everything shakes out, of course. And, I know that, you know, other positions might be in play too, but I would think defense is at least the primary focus. But if you can trade down and get multiple picks, I don't know that the difference between 15 and 35 is all that much. I really don't. I think there's a glut of players in the, you know, kind of the ones who will go in the second half of round one and the first half of round two that, you know, depending on which team you ask, the grades are going to be quite similar. And there's that glut every year, but it's just a little higher this year than normal. Sometimes we see that kind of the end of the first round, early second. Okay, that's where sort of the big population resides. But this year, the lack of blue chip talent at the top of this draft has kind of pushed everything up. And so guys that you would normally see going in the early 20s are now going in the teens. So it's a bit of a strange year and a tough year to need one of those kind of guys right now.
Yeah, Eric, I want to follow up on that because you kind of alluded to it, but I've kind of been on the, I've been standing on the podium here trying to tell people that I really like Walter Nolan at 15. You have him actually going to the Falcons at 33. I think that's interesting. You kind of alluded to it. Is that simply because, 15 through 35 or 40 are all kind of in the same boat? Do you still feel like Walter Nolan could be a first rounder? How do you fall on a guy like Walter Nolan?
Yeah. No, he's absolutely got first round ability. I think his play is a little frustrating at times because you can watch him and be really impressed. You see a rep that really stands out or a series where you start to see him coming on as a pass rusher. And then he kind of gets stalled. And I mean, I know it's tough for defensive tackles, especially if you go from watching edge rushers to watching tackles. And, you kind of have to retrain your brain a little bit. But, he was hit or miss for me. Like, I really like him at times. I wish he had a bigger Senior Bowl than he did. I thought he was a good, but not great. And it's, for me, it's just like a snap-to-snap consistency thing. He's also not the biggest guy, so he's going to have to win with craftiness and quickness and speed and things like that, which he can. But, I've heard some people say, he could be a poor man's Aaron Donald or the next Grady Jarrett or something. I'm not quite there yet, but I see the potential for that. I mean, I just don't know that you're going to have him step in and dominate right away. So could he go with the 20th pick? Perhaps. Could he go with the 25th, 30th? Yes. Could he be available in round two? It wouldn't completely stun me. So I would say the range for him is about 20 to 40, and that kind of falls right in. I mean, again, I if Atlanta really liked him and stood pat with that first-round pick, I guess it wouldn't be totally shocking for him to go that high. But I haven't talked to another team that I think would take him that high, I guess is what I'm saying.
Eric, I love the mock drafts that have trades in them because I just think it just kind of plays to another element of it. But I'm interested in, I know how, and I heard your reasoning with the Falcons of why they would have made the trade, and I think it's very spot on, although I would have liked to see them get maybe another first if they're trading out the first. But how did you come up with your thought process, and how do you come to these projections with the Vikings and the Eagles trading? And I think you had one where the Rams and the Chiefs switch swapping picks. How do you get to that? Like, what goes into that process of your of making that?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. And I people ask me that, and I say, well, look, I don't – obviously, if a team talks about wanting to move down, you sort of put a little list together and say, all right, these are the teams that have publicly mentioned, hey, we'd be willing to move down. Like, that's kind of a for sale sign on their pick, right? But other times you can just kind of look at the big picture. Like, look at the Commanders, right? They traded picks for Tunsil and Deebo Samuel, right? They're kind of shy of picks the next couple years. So they're obviously a team that would consider moving down as well. You kind of look at the team with a glut of selections that maybe is got more of a loaded roster like the Philadelphia Eagles and say, do they need all those picks? Like, are they going to have 11 rookies on the roster this year? Probably not, right? So unless a team really had a weak roster to begin with, or, is it coming off just certain situations where you say to yourself, I don't think they're going to be making all those selections. I remember the 49ers for years when they had a loaded roster, where we continually draft these big rosters, but not every team does that. So you kind of connect some dots that way and look at history, which teams have made the most trades historically. And I kind of make a little matrix of not just what picks they have, but what value they have, right? I mean, you might have 10 selections, but if six of them are in round 6 and 7, you know, there's always so much you can do with that. And it at least gives you an idea of which teams might be willing to move up, you know, with the surplus picks, and which ones might be looking to have a few extra selections added to their till.
Eric, I want to jump to division rivals here and go to the Panthers because you have them taking Mykal Williams out of Georgia. I know that's probably not music to a lot of Georgia folks' ears, but
sure.
Can you give us some insight into that pick for them and how it will boost that team?
Yeah, they're also in an interesting spot there at 8. You know, they've been mentioned with receiver. You know, there's certainly you could want to help Bryce Young further his development. But I also think, you know, when you give up 500 plus points on defense, I think it was the most in NFL history. You gotta think about the defensive side as well. And you know, they just missed out on Milton Williams this offseason. They've taken some big swings. I think the Panthers are a team to watch for like a big move. I don't think there are a lot of teams in the top 10 that might be willing to move up. They might be one of them, in the sense that they've taken, you know, they tried to get in on the DK Metcalf sweepstakes. But if they don't, if they stay at 8, some people will think Williams should not be going that high. He hasn't produced yet at the college level to the point where you would say, all right, that's commensurate with that pick. But the age, the upside, the athletic ability, it's all there. I think there was an expectation that he might, like, test through the roof, and he didn't quite do that. But this year, given that it's an atypical top 10, where you don't see a ton of established blue-chip talent there at the very top, a couple of interesting players for sure. A player like Mykal Williams could absolutely go that high, and they've done the work on him. They've been at the pro day, and they've, you know, visited with him plenty of times. So another way to kind of connect dots is, you know, if a team is sort of looking like they're interested in a player, typically they are. So I can see them wanting to get extra pass rush help, and he's an exciting player. He's a check back in 2 years kind of guy. I think he'll be, you know, I think he's got all the crude matter to really become a terrific pass rusher.
Eric Edholm, lead draft writer for NFL Media, hanging out with us here on the morning shift. Eric, look, I think a lot of people in Atlanta are hoping that they can provide Cleveland with a quarterback for next year,
yeah.
But maybe not the one you had in this trade. So just to remind people, you have, you know, in your mock draft, you have Atlanta trading the 15th pick. And with the 15th pick in your mock draft, you have the Cleveland Browns selecting Shedeur Sanders, which is sure to open some eyes. What are you hearing about the possibilities for Cleveland at quarterback, and does Shedeur fall all the way to 15?
Yeah, and you raised a really interesting point, too, in making that. You know, would the Falcons facilitate a trade with the Browns, knowing that that probably takes away a Kirk Cousins landing spot? You know, that has to at least be some consideration, right? If it's the best offer they have, maybe they take it. But, you know, obviously the perfect situation would be for them to find somebody after the draft because of Kirk's contract situation and all that, you know, for a good landing spot. Shedeur's landing spot is hard to predict right now. It probably will come via a traded pick. That's sort of the way it used to be a lot, not as much anymore. But still, I don't see him going number two or number three. I just don't think it's going to happen. I think the Jets are a sneaky quarterback team at number seven. They're one to watch. They've been really quiet on that front. They did sign Justin Fields, but you know, there's some belief that they also could pair him with a rookie quarterback. Now, maybe it's Jalen Milroe, but maybe it's one of the top three guys, you know. So keep an eye on them. Now, Ward being off the board, it would either be Sanders or Jackson Dart from Ole Miss, I would think. So, you know, and there's a couple other teams in that range. I mean, New Orleans maybe at 9. I don't think so, but maybe. And then all of a sudden you look and it's like, Pittsburgh at 21, there really aren't a ton of quarterback teams in that range. So figuring out where Shedeur is staying, and I've heard people say, like, hey, there's no way he's fallen that far, or good luck, buddy, you're heading to the second round. Like, everybody seems to have a different view of where he's going to end up going. So that's part of the excitement of this draft, is figuring out how the quarterbacks come off the board and how does it affect the rest of the talent, because – right now, saying you know where Shedeur's going, I mean, I know the Browns like him, but I don't know how they're going to go about getting him, rather.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Got about 90 seconds left, Eric. Nick Skowerton is a guy from A&M that I think is not getting enough love to be a first-rounder. Is there a defensive player that you're hearing buzz about that we don't necessarily consider, and I say we as in fans and some of the media, consider a first-round guy?
Yeah, Landon Jackson from Arkansas, I put it at the end of my mock. Possibly, you know, I could see a 25% chance of him being a first-round pick, something like that. You know, really kind of a athletic long edge. Those guys you used to see a little bit more 6'6", 265, can jump out of the building, really good athlete. You know, had an interesting season for a kind of a mediocre Arkansas team last year. So, and after a bad Senior Bowl day one, I thought he really kind of jumped out. He's won. You know, Thomas, the cornerback from FSU, there are certain teams picking late in first round that really want that arm length that I could see turning him from a early second round pick into a late first. I could see that as a possibility. There's got to be a better name for you here too. There's a lot of good defensive tackles. You know, Tyleek Williams, had he not gotten hurt in his pro day, probably would have had a stronger chance. I don't think it's a serious injury, but you know, he's somebody who some people like more than Kenneth Grant at Michigan, or some people like a little bit better than some of the other tackles. You know, Derek Harmon, if you consider him a tackle or a big end or something like that. So, you know, it's sort of a taster's choice in this draft class. Like, you can get some wildly different opinions on the same players. Like, I had a guy last night say that, you know, there was a player they would maybe consider late in round one that other teams are kind of giving, like, late day two grades on. So just one of those years where maybe it ends up being a decent class, but right now it's, you have to kind of pick through it a little bit.
Certainly a lot to keep our eyes out on. Eric, thank you so much for joining us and for the insight.
All right, have a great morning, you guys, and good luck with the Disney plans.
You too, Eric.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.